tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday.
9 to 12 p.m.
It's a good morning to you. It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. A beautiful new week. The rain is falling. Hopefully dams will be filled and we can have water for days. And not only that, food. Yes. Food. Who doesn't love food? Food. Brand new week. You ready? Okay. Let me start with a punch in the stomach, shall we? It's a Monday. That's what I do to sober you up. Okay. How much of what has happened to you or in your life is your fault? And how much of that can it be blamed on others? Oh, I see the book is on the shelves already. Oh my goodness. Thank you for sharing those pictures of you getting the book. Thank you. Read it. And please write a review. No, I'm not going to get other people to write a review when you've read the book. Write the book. And we are friends. Okay? Of course, I want a good review. But if something you don't agree with, perfect. Because that's why we wrote the book. We can have a discussion. We're going to conversation. Please do it. Please do it. Write me a review. No. And when I say write me a review, don't email it to me. Write it on your Facebook page. Post it. Whatever. But tag me so that I can know that you've written it. And then we can start having a conversation there and so on. Please. Thank you. Pause is out. Go get it. Oh, yeah. The week is here. Now, when something goes wrong, are you more likely to own up to your part in that mistake or in that going wrong? Or are you the one to say, it's happening to me, therefore the blame game? So you point fingers. Many of us, myself included, we are quick to point fingers. But I can tell you now, psychologists, coaches, behaviorists will tell you, it is best you take blame for your own actions in whatever has happened, because you did take part. Because that actually is a good thing. It is your quickest way to recover from the wrong that has happened. I know it's not easy, but today we are going there. We are going to face ourselves. How much of what has happened to you is your own fault, and how much can you apportion it to others? How much of what is happening to you is your fault, and how much of that is a blame on others?
It is a lot. I'll say 80% of what happened is my doing. However, sometimes I'm living what is there for granted. What is there for granted or what they need. Instead of leading yourself, you are leading other people and you forget yourself. Well, one of the biggest mistakes that I did was putting part to copy my needs and my goal. You understand? I end up matting and people must respond. And instead of molo unyakan to something and people left.
Thank you, Bizo. Get up. Sam Lutango says, I learned that whatever happens in my life at the end of the day, me and only me is responsible for it. Sometimes we can blame Mahotla Usiu. Paloi! In other words, right? Mara, it is still you. Well, we can all agree that there is nothing as hard as accepting that some of the events and situations within or even outside of our control that have happened in our lives, it's our fault. I mean, as a child, the way you were raised, the circumstances, the manner in which you were raised, all of that. How do you say this is my fault? Well, yes, it is not. But how do you begin to heal from it? And that's a big question, right? It's always easy because we can point fingers at other things, the government. We cannot point fingers at the economy. We can blame others. Oh, lack of opportunities and so on. However, reality is the good part of our misfortunes has been because somewhere along the line, we did or didn't do something. It is of our own doing. Maybe someone did scam you. Right? And you're sitting there blaming them. Yeah, okay, they scammed you. But how much of that fault is your responsibility? You gave them the money because you wanted a quick buck, right? Or, I'm going to hit hard. You ready? Fasten your seatbelt. Maybe you married someone whom you knew you shouldn't be marrying. The red flags were there. You did it anyway. Why? You didn't want to disappoint your family. And look at you now. You're going through a messy relationship. And you can't blame others other than yourself. Or maybe you're feeling stuck. And you want to blame circumstances. But how much have you contributed to the rut that you're in? Because really, when it comes to your life, you can't really blame anyone. But and it's not even about blame. It's not even about, is it something faulty with me? It's about taking responsibility. It may not be your fault. It may not have been your fault. But it is still your responsibility. But that's a very tough thing to accept. Hashtag, when you face yourself, who's at fault? Nomvula, Musiko. At 100%, I take responsibility. You must replace fault with responsibility if you want to win at this game. By the way, we say fault so that you can see it, but take responsibility for it. She says, 100% my responsibility. I did sense the red flags, but I ignored them. Anon, we're not ring.
Mina, on my side, I definitely take responsibility, accountability as well. Not just own up, but take that accountability and responsibility. It's called shadow work, Brati. It's really shadow work. Quite scary, yep. But it needs to be done, you know? And in order for me to move forward and become a better person.
You can never treat others on how to treat you if you don't take responsibility for your own faults.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
3 teaspoons up next.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
3 teaspoons on when you face yourself. One, you do it because it improves. In fact, you should do it because it improves your mental health. Studies show that, I quote, developing personal responsibility positively contributes to one's well-being. It contributes to self-esteem and psychological health by empowering you, the individual, to take ownership over behaviors and actions. Unquote. So when you take responsibility for your actions, you feel a sense of control, rather than feeling like a victim of circumstances, which leads to the second teaspoon. You will gain a higher internal locus of control. Well, internal locus of control, what's that? It's a psychological term that means that a person believes they have a sense of control in their life, rather than their life being controlled from the outside or by external factors. If you have an internal locus of control, you're more likely to attribute your success and failures as being a result of your own actions, not necessarily buloy. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag when you face yourself, it strengthens your relationships. It gives your relationships form or governance. Think about your own personal relationships. If you have a friend who does not take responsibility for their actions, they always place blame on others and constantly coming up with excuses for their actions, how do you feel? You can't help but feel annoyed, right? So taking responsibility for your actions plays a key role in governing relationships. So when you do this, you demonstrate to your partner, friend, or family member that you are mature and willing to be honest and vulnerable. They can't help but do the same thing too. Hey, do an experiment with me. The question is, how much of what is happening to you is your fault? And how much of that
do you blame others? No. In this hour, let's focus on the word fault. Replace fault with responsibility and start noticing how it makes you feel. So I'll ask the question again. How much of what happened to you is your fault? Replace fault with responsibility. Hashtag when you face yourself. How much of what is happening to you right now is your fault, and how much of it do you blame others?
You have to take responsibility for your action, especially for Tinama Chita. Take responsibility for action and move on so that you can learn and ukule what's wrong with you.
That is TP. Ratabil.
Wabona Koko Maya Angelo once said, Remoto Arubuncha Boyena, believe them. But now the problem with us people is that we like seeing what's good from other people, even though it isn't there. Motu Arubuncha Horki, Ntwe Eso. But when you don't take that. Today I am stuck in a situation where for me to get out of it, I must just put on my big panties and just leave and run. Run and never come back. I'm gone.
Clem Moe, as always, shares a very powerful meme here. Take it from tinybuddha.com. Says, you are not responsible for the programming you received in childhood. Therefore, you are not responsible of how you were raised, the things that happened to you. However, as an adult, you are 100% responsible for fixing it. We're talking about fault. What do you apportion fault either to yourself or to those, to others, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you this scenario before you give me what's your take on it. You go to a doctor, right? And this is you voluntarily. You go to a doctor. It's part of your checkup.
Yeah.
And they do blood tests and the works, right? Or even better, if you can afford it, you go and do that whole DNA genetics thing.
Okay.
Right, to check exactly what's wrong with my body.
Right.
Right? And then they say, stop eating meat. As an example.
Okay.
This is now the prognosis of it all. Stop eating meat. The first reaction to you is like, huh? Right?
True.
What?
How can?
How can? Right?
Yeah.
Right? They say, your body's not made up for it. How much after that are you going to apportion as fault? Because remember, you ate meat, and this, by the way, this is just a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
You ate meat because that's what was available to your family then.
Right.
So your body and then had to be accustomed to it. But your body doesn't want it. How much of that is fault? How much of that is your responsibility? Now that you're sick again, by the way.
Yeah. So, I think, you know what, I'm that kind of person who listens to my body.
Okay.
So I'm very, if it says this is not required, and you'll feel it, there'll be little signs along the way, even though you say the red flags are there, that your body doesn't really like this thing called meat.
But emotions don't operate like that though.
I know, but I'm very like attuned to say, if something is just disagreeable with me inherently, or I'm the kind of personality that's inclined to just accept that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fight against it. It means there's an alternative. It means I need to accept that this is how I'm made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm structured like that. I know some people are just resistant to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you trying to tell me there's no rebellious bone in your body? Because sometimes I say to you, your heart says,
yeah.
Same scenario.
Yes. You know, when it comes to emotions,
exactly,
it's flexible.
Mm-hmm. Thought so.
There we go.
That is the truth. I thought so.
It is flexible because, yeah, like your mom, for example, could say, this is the ideal kind of person that I want for you. Or situations happened or experiences happened that say this person is not good for you,
but you stick with it.
Yeah,
And should it fail, whose fault is it?
It's mine.
JJ?
Yeah, man.
What is the hardest thing about accepting that something is your fault, even though?
Yeah.
Even though it happened to you.
The hardest thing about accepting that it's your fault is because there's always someone to blame. Mm-hmm.
And the hardest thing is to stop blaming them.
That's the hardest part.
And taking responsibility for something that has happened to you.
Absolutely, because it has happened to you, you know, and you could... There was instances where you could avoid it because you knew better. But if we're talking emotions, then you were going with your emotions. It felt right.
But with upbringing, you had no control.
No, with upbringing, you had no control.
But it's still your fault.
Eish. Not really. Because with me, if we're talking emotions, there was some point in time where I tweeted that with finding partners, you know, I felt like... Our parents played a big role when it came to that, you know, and you had gatherings and they just separated you from those people. Some people were very nice guys and all of that, but they were just being parents. And at times I was like, but if my mom never did this, maybe I'd be, you know, happily married
with this person.
Yeah. With the same breath, I've met men that were wrong, but according to me, I felt like, no, Bob the Builder, I can build him, you know, that sort of thing. So. Yeah. With growth, with maturity, you end up taking responsibility.
I was just about to say, you grow older, you become much more discerning. So I might feel that a particular person is the right person to teach me certain lessons about love and care and whatever. And I'm just saying, this is the person and I pick them. And that's it.
And it's your responsibility.
It's my responsibility.
Thereof.
Yeah.
It's such a hard thing.
Mm.
To see fault as responsibility. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
Because we like to think we are fine. We are okay. We are correct.
Absolutely.
And then Thabo Mokoena comes on there and says, no way.
I don't think so.
I don't like it. Rachel, I don't like your tone, sir.
Yeah.
And then I say, okay, replace fault. How much of what is happening to you is your responsibility? Now it hits different. Still the same question though. Whose fault is it? Yours or theirs?
In the beginning, I used to blame it on my past. I used to blame it on the fact that there's no legacy, there's no nothing that's been left behind. There's no continuation of anything. Until I realized that they played their part in Levarovich. Now it's my responsibility to take over. And now, yes, I have a past, but I am not my past. It is my responsibility to make sure that my future is not my past. And I also learned that one day I'm going to have children. One day I'm going to get married. And would I want my children to live the same life that I lived? No. And yes, I take full responsibility. Whatever that is happening in my life now is because of me. If I fail, it's because of me. If I succeed, it is because of me. There is no one that is going to rescue me but myself. And that's the mentality I want to carry out even for the next generation with my children.
Good Dr. TP. Lizzie. Lamshengu. I blame my parents for everything. Good and bad. I didn't ask to be here. They decided on their own. Now I'm here facing all of this. I know, man, she says. And I responded to her with what Sean Carter said. He was telling this to Kevin Hart, by the way. Love that man, Jay-Z. He said, it didn't happen to you. It happened for you. Oh, I'm like, no, what do you mean? It's like, it's easy to blame the circumstances that brought you up. But should you start seeing it that it happened for you, you might see the opportunity to rise above it. It may be the ashes, but come on. Aren't you a phoenix? Rising above all of that. And we hear of stories of people who come from ash, right? To the echelons of the country, to, hey man, you name it, they rise. Lamshengu, I hope those words give you responsibility.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Indeed, it's time for us to take your calls. Let's start with you. Hey, Bobolawa, good morning.
Hello, Malumeti.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Fabulous. Now,
just
how
so
much...
you know, first thing first, pause is on order from Take A Lot, 7 to 10 working days. I can't wait.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I
please,
can't wait.
Please, read, can't wait. Read it. And then you... And by the, when I say read it, I'm not saying read the whole book. Eh? I've written it in chapters. Whatever. You can choose any chapter, right?
Yeah.
And then you give me a review on your Facebook page, right?
Done.
On what
done.
You think. Ne?
Done, 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 done.
And by the way, we don't have to agree.
I know we're not going to agree, but I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Perfect. I love that. Now, how much of what is happening to you is your fault and how much can you blame others for it?
All of it. All of it is my fault.
Thank you.
All of it is my fault, Admiralty. It's easier to place blame than to take accountability, I've realized.
Mm-hmm.
And it took some self-introspection for me to say, it is your fault that your marriage has failed.
Oh.
It is 110% my fault. And you know, when you pick up and you see the red flags, because 10 years ago, I could have left. I decided, you know what? I'm going to stay because somebody's going to change.
Mm.
While I was making that decision, he was also saying, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because she's never going to stay. Mm. We were okay when I filed for divorce. When we thought everything was done, we are okay. I filed. Because at the back of my mind, I said to myself, you should have left 15 years ago. You stayed because you were hoping somebody else will change. Not you, someone else. Yeah, Uncle T. It's a hard one to swallow.
What's your responsibility there?
I let things slide. I did not communicate. I did not communicate my feelings. And that was my fault.
Should I be harsh and say you're going to go through this again?
I don't plan to do it again, Uncle T.
You're going to date again. Not necessarily marry, but date again. But you're going to attract the very same guy. And that's me.
I know.
That's me.
I know. And that's the scariest thing. The filing happened in 2020. And I am still scared to even give someone else a break to say, let's date. Because I feel like I haven't gotten to a point where I say you are ready for a relationship.
Yeah, but
I'm not.
My question still remains. What's your responsibility?
I don't know. To work on me?
Thank you.
To work on me. I need to work on me. Yeah.
And again, to say you're taking full responsibility because you've let things slide.
Yeah.
It means you also allowed things to happen.
I did.
Right?
I did.
And you need to fully own that.
The hardest thing that I've ever had to do was to own my mistake.
Right?
I don't know.
Thank you, my dear.
Sekgabi. Hi, Uncle T.
Lebitsola hao le tshoma jwang? Sekgabi.
Sekgabi. Mwanyana Motswana. You always say this, I knew it was.
Wakgaba mwanyana.
Bona.
When you face yourself, what do you find?
No, I will never, one thing for sure, I will never blame other people, because at the end of the day, actions and whatever you are doing, it's you. It starts with you, you know? Like, now my parents loved me. I always tell people I was raised in a very loving environment where both my parents loved me so much. Ne? Mm-hmm. And I will always be grateful for that, because when you hear other kids went through hell with their parents,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the other thing is that I lost a child 19 years ago. He would have been 10, 20.
Mm.
And he died in a private hospital with a pediatrician.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I blamed that doctor, because it was doctor's decisions more than anything. But until I say, you know what, Sakhadi, this will never bring back Larona. My son, his name was Larona. It will never bring him back. And until I made peace with that,
mm-hmm.
I was okay to accept his death.
Did you fall pregnant after that?
Born. In a little after. And they will never replace La Rona. I always tell people, even if you can have kids after that one, the one who has passed, because he was 8 months old when he passed on. And I had Boso, she's writing her matric, she's 18, Boso is 16, and the last one is Tateo, he's turning 6 on the 23rd.
But why is that your fault? Why is that your responsibility?
To do what?
What happened to your first child?
No, that's what I'm saying, it was not my responsibility. But it was, I get it, because he passed on, I was blaming the daughter.
Yeah. It's easy to point a finger. Yes, I'm right. But I'm saying, let's bring it to you. How much of that is your fault?
I but
how much of that was your responsibility?
Of him passing away?
No.
Of what?
Of everything.
Because when I was sick in the morning, took him to the hospital, and I thought I reacted early because I saw the signs, you know. And unfortunately, it was his day to pass on.
What I'm saying,
I did my part.
No, you did your part, and that's and well done for that. What I'm saying is, fault/responsibility is the quickest way to open the door to healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you realized it very quickly. I should stop blaming.
Mm-hmm.
I should accept. Right? And part of that acceptance is to say, I also had a role, right? That I played in blaming someone. Therefore, extending my pain. Instead of quickly healing from it. Mm-hmm. And most people, you and I, myself included, we don't reach that level very soon. We don't reach it quickly enough.
Mm-hmm.
You only realize it then later. Or, no, I should have done this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. Because right now, imagine if you're not healed. But about how? We'll be paying a price.
No, definitely.
So well done for seeing and realizing that.
Thank you so much, Uncle T.
Thank you, ma'am. Mpumelelo, hi.
Hey, Tati.
Okay, me out.
Hey, Tati, yeah, number one standard. Paranyal winile, ranking the right.
Lalela, and how's it going to talk to you?
Hey, peace out there, peace. I'm not
going to talk to you.
So?
When you face yourself?
When you face yourself, Latina. You know, I was raised by a Xhosa mother who would always say, "Ubuhlungu besihlangu buzwa ngumnini waso."
Ha, ntate.
And then I had a Tsonga dad, unfortunately passed on, me, so rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yeah.
He used to say, "Oboko lokorko mbalangtisa tintio," meaning if you point someone using your hand, look at your fingers. Majorly, Prati, we like saying, yeah, if it wasn't for you, blaming the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and let's go back to basics. Who allowed it to happen?
Amen.
Responsibility. What is my responsibility? My responsibility is to teach the next person how to treat me, how to handle things. Lena, ke responsibility aka eo.
Of it is a melt. Arapar di kipako san, sharp.
Yeah, Mr. T, obvious. Standard.
Thank you.
Thanks, T.
Itada. You know what I like, Andy, about today's topic is the fact that most of us have this Achilles heel. And most of it hits us because we don't, there's this thing about humanity that we don't err, even though it's to err is human, right? We don't want to find fault with ourselves. Zero. Can't think of a blockage system. and you need a plumber. And sometimes, unfortunately, the plumber doesn't come through. Now you have a breakdown out of nowhere, a burnout out of nowhere, cholesterol out of nowhere. Well, maybe too much meat. But anyway, all I'm saying is there's a way of self-healing before red flags, right? And one of them is exactly that. Yes, things may have happened to you, but it is still your responsibility to fix it. Whether it was your, look, unfairly so, unfortunately, yeah, right? But you are here, still alive, still facing another day. It is still your responsibility to fix it, you know? And those are the conversations that, unfortunately, that we still need to have more and more and more, especially as friends. And Rona, where's Majita? Because girls, I can ask you, and you'll attest to it. As girls, when you sit, you talk about these things. You go deep, and you even cry to each other, with each other. Majita, Rasha Shayara, I'm fanobu no appearing. Ah, kere giling, kia. Ah, eh, arira, Ramar Antoine. Oh, is it? Usile, yeah, Mara, it's your fault. Ah, fushogonja, no, it's your fault. She left because it's you. You happened. Yeah. Now we're going to HR, by the way. Between 12 and 1. I enjoyed it. See you tomorrow.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.